Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hy Myers. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Daubert. Batting third. The right fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Kutschaw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Mowry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ivy Olson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chief Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Marquardt. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Rube Marquardt. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Janvrin. Batting third. The center fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Hoblitzell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duffy Lewis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hit Katie. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Shore. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ernie Shore. And now, play ball. Hy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Katie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert strikes out. Two outs. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. One out. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin strikes out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Myers, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutschaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kutschaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutschaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Mowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mowry takes first base on ball four. Ivy Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball four. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner bunts into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts in front of the plate. Myers fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Gardner moves to second. One out. Hit KD is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. KD takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Shore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shore fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt is called out on strikes. 2 outs. High Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Daubert is 0 for 1 in the game. Daubert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Janvrin strikes out. Myers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Janvrin out. 1 out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Walker strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoblitzell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stengel who is chasing the ball. Hoblitzell reaches third base with a triple. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Hoblitzell scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myers fires to second and picks off Lewis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stengel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Wheat reaches third base with a triple. Stengel goes all the way around to score. It's Dodgers, 1, Red Sox, 1. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Kutchaw hits a fly ball towards right. Hooper catches it and throws to home to double up Wheat. 2 outs. Mike Mowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mowry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardner strikes out. 1 out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hit KD is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. KD is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. KD takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Shore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore is 0-for-1 in the game. Shore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ivy Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Myers reaches third base with a triple. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Marquardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Myers. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Janvrin bunts towards first. Daubert scoops it up and throws to first, with Cutshaw covering, for the out. Hooper moves to third. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hoblitzell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoblitzell for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maury fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-2 in the game. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stengel strikes out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olson misplays the ball. That's an error on Olson. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maury fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hit Katie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katie is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. The ball gets by Myers for a passed ball. Scott moves to second. Hit Katie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katie is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Katie takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Shore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore is 0-for-2 in the game. Shore hits a pop-up towards first. Daubert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Mowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mowry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivy Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 0-for-3 in the game. Janvrin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Janvrin reaches second base with a double. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olsen misplays the ball. That's an error on Olsen. Janvrin moves to third. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hoblitzell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw misplays the ball. That's an error on Kutchaw. Janvrin scores. Walker moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lewis bunts towards third. Mowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Hoblitzell moves to second. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Walker scores. Hoblitzell moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoblitzell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Hit Katie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Katie is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Katie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hi Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Shore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shore is 0-for-3 in the game. Shore hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Hal Janvrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janvrin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Janvrin hits a line drive into right field. Stengel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stengel. Hooper goes all the way around to score. Janvrin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hoblitzell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoblitzell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hoblitzell hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-3 in the game. Daubert takes first base on ball 4. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daubert moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shore fields it and throws to third for the out. Stengel moves to second. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Cutshaw is hit by the pitch. Stengel moves to third. Wheat moves to second. Mike Mowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin misplays the ball. That's an error on Janvrin. Stengel scores. Wheat scores. Cutshaw moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ivy Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cutshaw moves to third. Mowry moves to second. Chief Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Myers hits a pop-up towards first. Hoblitzell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel takes first base on ball 4. Cutshaw scores. Mowry moves to third. Olsen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Red Sox. High Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Janvrin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maury scores. Olsen moves to third. Merkel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jake Daubert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubert is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Daubert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 5. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.